Welcome to Practical Faith with Dr. Nick Cash. On Practical Faith, Nick shares tips and tools for integrating your Christian faith into your everyday life.
The resurrection of Jesus changed everything. It represents the pivot point of history. Everything swivels. Everything swings into a new direction when the living Jesus stands up and walks out of the grave victorious over death. Resurrection is God's specialty. He brings dead things to life. Hear these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. But if Christ has indeed been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, then the end will come, and when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. It used to be when something died, that was it. Its life was over, there was no coming back. But what God did through the resurrection of Jesus was to prove that death is not the final answer. Death does not get the final word. God's business is bringing dead things back to life. How many stories are there of financial situations, bankruptcies, foreclosures, failed business ventures? They were lifeless, they were dead, decaying in the grave, when something even greater emerged from it. How many lost children have returned back to the Lord after years or maybe even decades of the fervent prayers of their parents? I can name for you several married couples I know, I personally know them, who God brought their dead marriages back to life. God's business is bringing dead things back to life. That's who he is. That's his specialty. That's what he does. Death does not get the last word. The resurrected living King Jesus, the all-victorious one, the one who reigns supreme over all dominions, all authorities and powers, he gets the last word. That's one of the things that makes the sacrament of baptism so special in the life of a Christian. It foreshadows our own resurrection with Jesus into glorious eternal life. The sacrament of baptism represents so much in the life of one who believes in Jesus. First, it's like a bath. It represents our cleansing from sin, how the blood of Jesus sacrificed on the cross atones for our sin and makes us right with God. Second, baptism represents the death of sin's power in our lives. The power of sin died with Jesus on the cross, and once we place our faith in Jesus for salvation, we are no longer bound to the tyranny of sin to control our lives. Third, baptism is a symbol of our own earthly, mortal death in these bodily forms. And baptism foreshadows for us how our bodies will die one day and will be laid to rest someday. And it foreshadows the victorious resurrection from the grave that we will all experience by Jesus' power into glorious, imperishable bodies fit for an eternal existence in the glorious presence of God. I suspect there are some hearing this now who want to be baptized. You want to place your faith in Jesus and to trust in him as your Savior, to rescue you from the tyranny of sin in your life, and to yield control of your life to the Lordship of Jesus. If so, please let me know. Email me at nick@liketreesplanted.com. I want to pray for you and with you and to celebrate your faith in Jesus and your desire to be baptized. God is able to take that which is dead and lifeless on its own, add his life-giving power, and cause it to spring forth into glorious, multiplied life. For each of us, it just takes a pivot. Maybe something in your thinking needs to pivot. You're locked into one particular way to think about your current situation. You just need to look at things from a different angle. Would you be willing to yield your thoughts, your mind to God today? In order for him to bring something back to life that you thought was long past dead, maybe something in your faith needs to pivot. You've thought of the stories of Jesus as nice fairy tales or legends or myths from the past, but God is calling you today to pivot your faith into the direction of reality, that Jesus is real, his life real, his death was real, his resurrection real, his presence in heaven next to the Almighty God of the universe advocating specifically for you and for me is real. Would you be willing to pivot today away from disbelief and put your faith in the saving and the healing and the resurrecting power of Jesus today? Maybe one of your habits needs to pivot. You're constantly doing something unhealthy or destructive, and it's undermining your life. And if left unchecked, it will eventually kill you. Why not surrender that habit to Jesus today and to let his resurrection power set you free? Maybe one of your relationships has died. It's lifeless. It's in the ground. It's covered over with dirt. The burial's over. You're walking away from it. Would you consider stopping where you are, pivoting on that spot, and going back to your dead and buried relationship and pouring a bit of life-giving water on it? What if your dead relationship, whether it's with a spouse, a parent, a child, a sibling, or an old friend, I don't know, what if that dead relationship is actually a seed that's been planted into the ground, and now it's just awaiting some faith or some nourishment from you in order to spring up from the ground and bear fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold? Listen, if you believe in Jesus as the Son of God and as the Savior of all who believe, Romans 8 verses 10 through 11 says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is alive in you, offering you the same resurrection power that He used to bring Jesus back to life. I implore you today to make a pivot, to let the resurrection power of Jesus bring something back to life in your world. Resurrection is God's specialty. He brings dead things to life.
Practical Faith provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life. To find more free resources on discipleship for yourself, your family, or your church, visit liketreesplanted.com.